Okay, so let's continue on Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. All right, so now we're up to the case of what are we up to here? Zeh Posel Dayano, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go ahead. So the Mishnah said what? The Mishnah said Zeh Posel Dayano Shel Zeh. V'zeh Posel Dayano Shel Zeh. Divrei Meir V'cham Omrim. Amosai, Bisman Shem Avilam Raya Shem Krobim Psulim. Of Lemoyuk Sherem, O Mumchen, Mi P. Basin, Ainu Yachol Postlon. Alright, so it's a machlokus. A little bit confusing, but what? Reb Meir sounds like each one can postle the other guy's dayan, which sounds like basically, doesn't that mean that everyone has to agree in the end? So it's a little difficult to understand what that pshat is. But Reb Meir just says Zeh Posel Dayano Shel Zeh, and the Chachamim say it's qualified. It's only if they can bring a raya that he's a karev or a posel. But if he's a kasher or a mumcha mipi basin, then they can't posel him. Okay, good. So now I'm trying to figure this out. Is Kol Kamine the Posel Dayani? Does he have the power? Is it in his power to posel a dayan? Lav kol kamina, that's an expression. Lav kol kamina means not up to him. So Rabbi Yochanan says, back to the Arkos of Assyria. Now who are these guys again? Rashi says, Shaloi Bekiyan Bedin Torah. Right, we had that from last time earlier. So what does it mean? It means if a guy picks a Dayan who is not a Baki Bedin Torah, then the other guy can disqualify him. Right, and there has to be something wrong with him. In other words, lav kol kamine means to say you don't have the right to pick his dayan. Is basically saying, well, how do you pass his dayan? He's a kosher dayan. What gives you the right to say he's not a good dayan? Right. So there has to be a basis to pass another guy's dayan. It's not like just I can pass somebody. How can you pass somebody? Zeh posel dayan or zeh? What does that mean? I can just deem a guy pass. It's not up to you to say someone's posel. So he says, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, that's not what it means. The guy really is not a bucky, and therefore I can disqualify him. I can, okay, if he's not a bucky, you can accept him, but if you don't accept him, then he doesn't have the right to judge. But if the guy was really a mumcha, then even Reb Meir would agree, you can't disqualify the guy. Right? So the Gemara says, the Gemara asks the Kasha Reb Yochanan. The Mishnah says that what? That the Chachamim hold you can passel a guy. You can't passel him if he's a mumcha mipi based. Right? The Rabbanan say you cannot passel him if he's a mumcha mipi based. Implying that Reb Meir holds you can pass them if he's a mumcha mipi based, because they're responding to Reb Meir. Reb Meir says you can pass a dayan, and the rabbanan say no, not if he's a mumcha mipi based. Right, implying that Reb Meir would say you could. Otherwise, there's no argument. Okay. The Gemara says no. Well, you have to interpret it like this. You have to read the whole statement. It goes together. Im are you? Ksherim.
Right.
That's right. That's what the Mishnah. You got to read the Mishnah. As you read the Mishnah, Im Hayuk Ksherim O Mumchen. So that implied really Mumchen. So no, it means like this. If they're Ksherim, then they're treated like Mumchen. And you can't pass them. Meaning to say that everybody agrees with Mumchen. Right? Everybody agrees Mumchen, you can't pass them. Because that's the law of Kol Kamine. But the Rabbanan say we Ksherim are equal to Mumchen. Ksherim are like Mumchen, and you can't passel them either. And Reb Meir says, no, Ksherim are not Mumchen, so I can passel them. They're arguing about Ksherim, they're not arguing about Mumchen. Right? Rashi Halchikomer. Avalimoyu Ksherim, Shein and Krovin, Lo Psulin, Afal Pi, Shein Yoshe Kronos, Nasu Kim Mumchen. Even though they're just guys who hang out on the corners, they like Mumchen. High level bums.
Then, but then who?
In other words, we had in the beginning of the parak that that it's a kula. It's a kula, or it's a kula, or it's a chumra, whichever way, but depending on your psak, right? Now it has in the beginning of the parak. In other words, if you hold the rice, so you need three mumchen. Everybody agrees dina mamunus is begimel hajotos. Right? And it's a takana. So if you hold Dini Mominus is really Begimel Mumchin, Kos Elohim, 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 and your Parshios and all of that business, so you really need three Mumchin to Paskin on Hodos, on a Halva. But Midrabanan, we make a Takana, we say that Gimel HaJotos is good. Why? Because if everybody had to find Mumchin to collect their debt, they wouldn't lend money. So Kadesh Lotinol Delos. If they loven, we don't want to stifle the financial liquidity of the lending market. So we make it easier to collect. Right? So we say three hedjotas is enough. And if you say that really one hedjot is enough, midaraisa, right? Even one hedjot would be enough midaraisa, so then it's a chumrah to require three, but it's so that the Bali Dinam won't feel that they're getting that maybe they got some jerk today. So you get three guys, you're sure you're gonna have one guy that knows something. Okay, but either way, we don't need mumchen to be dan dinam amis. So that's what he's saying. He's saying as long, according to the Rabbanan, as long as they're kosher, then you can't disqualify them. As long as they're kosher, you can't disqualify them, right? And then what? They just work it out the last bit of the pshat. Nothing really changes, right? Just get the finish of the pshat. Right. So then he says, the Braisa says that the Chachamim responded to Rabbi Meir. It's not up to you. It's not up to them, I should say, to pasul a dayan who's a mumche l'rabim, which implies that Rabbi Meir says you can pasul a dayan who's a mumche l'rabim. So the Gemara says, no, that's not what it means. It means lo kol emenu sheposol dayin shehim chuhu rabim aleim. It means they can't pasul a dayin that the rabim established as as valid, even though he's not really a mumcha. They elevated him to a certain status. They basically means they accepted him as their dayin. Okay. Like we were saying before, in these certain towns, they didn't have anybody who was, they didn't have mumchen, so they took the three guys they considered to be the best, and they said, okay, you'll be our judges. And those are the guys they were talking about. But a real, true mumcha, even Reb Meir would say you can't knock him out. Tanya nam yachi, lo lam posav olachat, she kabel of basin, she mumcha l'rabim. Did Reb Meir, okay. Achi Kabul Olov. What is this going on? Oh, right. Achi Kabul Olov, right. Achi Kabul Olov Bifnei Bastin Shemumcha L'Rabim. Divrei Reb Meir. So it means to say that Reb Meir's Moda, you can't possibly Mumcha.
But anyone else you could.
Anyone else you could. But they're not arguing about the Mumcha. Okay, fine. Alright, so we'll have to try to define this machlok. So let's take a look at the Ran has a bit on this. So let's take a look at the Ran.
Okay, so the Ran says, Yesh Reforshim Akar Serbasurya Hema Dayonim She'en Yodin Din Torah. Like Rashi says, Ela She'en Mamunin Ba'osan Amakomos She'enan B'nei Torah Kifi Omeid Daitam. So they establish them in these places, I guess, that there aren't B'nai Torah. So according to their Omed, they establish these guys. It's not an objective criteria. It's not the guy who really is a Talmud Chacham, but we have to take the best that we can in this place. Yeah, so what does that mean? That's why he can pasul his dayan, his friend's dayan, even though he picked a dayan, one dayan for himself.
Lefi she'eno b'din she'yavol lefnei dayan she'eno yodea din Torah. Notice what I'm saying. So is the first guy picking a guy like this also? He's going to pick... Huh? Is that what he says? I'm just not sure what he's saying. What does he mean? Afal pi shehu borer dayan echad atzman. He means the other guy picked the dayan? Who's the afal pi shehu borer dayan echad atzman?
The other guy.
The other guy. Says even though the other guy picked his dayan, I can disqualify him if he's not a bucky, because eino b'din she'avol lefnei dayan she'ni yodea din Torah. That's no halacha. I have to go to a dayan. Doesn't know how to judge, right? V'hai pirush lo noyer. Everybody says this pshat is not good. Doesn't make sense. Din kain my time I had the rabban. So what's the rabban's response? Vade mishu muchzak lanu she'ini yodea din pasul hu. We know a guy doesn't know what he's talking about. He's definitely pasul for as a dayan. Can't be a machlokas about this. Vein dino din. Even his din is nothing. Kedamin lekamon gavi shlosh roy boker shem psulin. Iachi called tlasid logamiri nami alma mand logamir pasul midraisa. Yeah. So therefore what? So in other words, that's his problem. Because if you're going to learn the machlokas, if you're going to learn dayanim shebesuria means guys who really don't know what din, don't know how to do din, that's just maker a din. The guy's not fit to function as a dayan in any capacity. I mean, he doesn't have a right to anyone can possibly. There's no way the rabbanim can argue about that. Right? That's his problem. What about the fact that we say in the beginning of the Masechta, Shlosh Yotos, he says, I'm sorry, Hainu Taima de Samchinon, I'm sorry, how you go? Vahad Machshirinan Perakama Shlosh Yotos, so how do we say three Hedyotos are good? Hainu Taima de Samchinon Minastam, Allahu Taima, Damrinan Leel, Yef Shadaleke Beinayu, Chad de Gomer. We go by a certain assumption that at least one of them is a gomir. So what about the other two? Right, that was what you were asking. What about the other two? Yeah. So he says over there. Take a look over there. In the beginning, he says like this. He says, one second. That's on Beis Gimel Amalef. He says, Klomer, Efsher Sheyachnisu Atzman Bedin, Ileka Bu Chad de Gomir V'yoda Hadin. Hecha Nota. It wouldn't go, people wouldn't go to three unless one of them knows. Some he knows the halacha. Aval vaday I leka bu chad de gomer ein dineyam klum. Achar she'enem yodam din. Says, but if you, even though we say three hedyotas are good, and this is the way that the Shulchan Aruch passes, even though we say three hedyotas are good, if none of them really know anything, then they don't have any validity at all. Hocha amrinam beperek zebore gabi shlosha roy boker. He says, and if you have one who is a gomir, bo'inon hanach trei delisperu luhu v'savri, you still need the other two to be on a level that they can understand from him. Okay, de'i lo, if they're not able to understand, keman deleis nu dami, then it's like you only have one guy, right? V'hachi yisa b'b'choros, l'gin heter b'choros, d'in t'divoinan t'las, shlosh gavri b'nei ha-kinesis, v'chein adin l'in ha-foras nadar, amin d'boi shlosha sh'yodim l'ftoach. So that's his answer over here. That's how he's learning. He's saying what? What is he saying? So what's he saying? He's saying when it says in Gimel Amud Aleph that three head yotzes are good because you have there's at least going to be one guy who knows, right? So what about the other two? So he's saying two things from that. He's saying if you don't have at least one guy who knows, then there's no din. That's nothing, right? And if you have one guy who knows, you still need the other two to be able to learn from him. I mean, they have to be on a level. Maybe they don't know every fact, but they know the basics of how halacha works, an ability to understand quickly. But if you have one guy who knows halacha and two guys who are bumps on a log, it is not going to help any. Okay, but the question is, so what do we? What's the situation over here? What's the situation over here? Well, how is he disqualifying the other guy's choice because he's not a gomier, or is he disqualifying the other guy's choice because he's not capable of understanding? Okay, so you can say plain pshat is he's saying the first pshat is that it means in Surya they really simply just don't know what they're doing. But if that's the case, then nobody could argue with Reb Meir. And then Chum can't argue with Reb Meir. Simply is not bar hachi of din. It's impossible to say that you can't that you'd be forced to go to a guy who's not a bar hachi of din, even though the other guy picked him. He has to pick him for din. If the guy can't perform din, then he didn't pick a guy for din. He didn't do the basic first step of starting a din Torah, selecting from a guy who's royal a din. So that can't be the machlokas. That's what bothers him. Can't say it's talking about that. But oh, my time at Rabban and Army Lo Kol Haymenu Shiv Sol Dayan Shem Hu Rab Malayim Vi Dayan Zepasol Vein Dino Din Matol B'Tayin Azu Hamchos Rab Malayim Reza Kesher Rishoyim. That's the expression from Rami. You say right? Vein Amin Aminyan Kedemin Lakomen. And what's the Rabbanan's response? You can't postle a guy that the Rabbim appointed, that the Rabbim accepted as an expert. Who cares what the Rabbim do? If a guy is simply not capable of din, then the fact that more people accept him doesn't make him any better. Right? Like the Rambam says, you can't be makar ba'al mum. You can't just decide something is good when it's not good. Can't, right? So you're saying it can't be the guy is so low that he's not able to qualify as din. That doesn't make any sense. So what is it? Valinir lekayim zeh pirish. Interesting run. First he knocks it, and now he's trying to substantiate a little bit. That what? The taimayud rabbanon de amri de eni yochel lifsol dayon shebirei chavero mishum de kevan de mayri bimakomos sheinon b'nei Torah. It's a place where there are no b'nei Torah. Kol b'nei ha'ir kiblu al atzman. Kol oson shenes manu lios ar koyim shelo yuchlu leposlan. That's the deal. It's the court of last resort. They have no choice. Umishum hachi ka'amri rabbanan lo kol haymenu lifsol dayan shem chulu rab malayim. Yavagad lo gemiri dinei daraisa mishum davalu kishlosh roi bakar. The logamiri dina klal, the ksherim kid the kiblu alayhu, ubaha mitarzi kulhu kushia. So what's his answer? So if you're going to go this way, the way he's learning now, so it comes out that what? That really the guys are really they don't qualify as dayanim. They really don't qualify as dayanim. So his question was, and how can the Rabbanan prevent you from disqualifying them if they intrinsically really don't even qualify? So what's his answer? His answer is a special situation where the whole ear, because of their lack of choice, there's a haskama of everybody that these guys are a dayanim. So it's sort of like, in a normal case, you can always accept anybody you want to be a dayanim. Except shepherds to be dayanim. So the machlokas is very different then. So what is the machlokas really revolving around now? So then what's the answer? So then what's Reb Meir's side? Now he worked out the Rabbanan side. So what's Reb Meir's side?
No matter what, it doesn't matter what the situation is, you're always able to pass a guy who's not a real dial.
Right, so still the tough machlokas. What is the machlokas about? So just a little more clear, I know it's a funny Kabbalah. Right? The ear is makabal on themselves. It's one thing if you're going to tell me, like yeah, like the Shulchan Aruch has, if you have an ear and they decide these three guys are a dayanim, that's one thing. But here is like a funny, it's like a funny Kabbalah. The ear is makabal on themselves that whoever gets picked will be their guys, right? Because it's not like the ear gets together and decides, okay, these three guys are our best guys. We're going to consider them Diana. It's sort of like a much more open type of a Kabbalah. They're saying, "Kol osin shenis manu lios arkoyim shlo yuchlu leposlan." Because this guy picks anybody he wants, and that becomes what? What is his case? Am I understanding the case right? Is it that he happened to pick a guy that the Rabbanan? What was the Kabbalah of this town? You understand it? And what does the word arkos mean? He says it means dayanim hamamunim al dine mominus. That's all arkos means. Generally, when people use the term arkos bismanazet, they mean secular court. But here, it doesn't mean that. Arkos shebisuria is not a secular court. But when today, when someone says, "Oh, he's going to arkos," that means he doesn't want to go to basin. But then he brings up an interesting question later on, right? He says, "How come though? Earlier in the Gemara, the Gemara said, if a guy picked all three, if each one, the Gemara thought each one was picking a full basin, the Gemara said each one can knock out the other guy's full basin when it's a basin of Arkos Shebisuria. So it comes out a funny thing. It comes out a funny thing now. When each guy picks one Dayan from the Dayanim, who are the Arkos Shebisuria guys, then the Rabbanan say, you have no right to passel as Dayan. But they would agree, in theory, saying they would agree, if the setup were each guy picked a full panel of these Dayanim, each one could passel his full panel. Right? So that's his problem in the end. He says, how come, how does that work? How come when each guy picks one, the Rabbanan say, you can passel the whole thing? And Reb Meir says, you can't. And the other way around. How come when each guy picks one, the Rabbanan say, you can passel his dayan? Even though it's a dayan of Arkos Shebisuria. But when the guy picked all three, each guy could say, no, your whole base of Arkos Shebisuria is no good. So he tries to explain.
Where do you see that
Rabbanan
say that?
That was the beginning of the Gemara. That's the way we learned in the beginning. Mai ze borlo echa ve ze borlo echod. It's the way Rashi learns. The way the Gemara learns is it means, the Gemara thought it means ze borlo based in echa ve ze borlo based in echa ve kol echa posel also based in shabir chavero. Right. And that's everybody. That's not a machlokas. That's just the basic Zeb Borlo, Basin Echad, and the other guy's Bor, Basin Echad, and each one passels the other guy's Basin. And then the Gemara says, how could he passel his Basin? The Lova can't passel the Malva's Basin. So the Gemara says, no, Akar Shebisuria. And Akar Shebisuria, you can say, I don't want to go to that Basin. And that's even the Rabbanan. That wasn't a machlokas. So he says it comes out strange. That's his question. He says, "V'afagav de besugya de le'elam rinando echad yuchal lifsol arkosha birer chavero." We said no. Each guy can passel the other guy's selection. Haslam haynu taima shekisha echad birer lo kol hashlosha dayanim beha'am rinan shlo kol heman elivro kol habasin la'atzma. Then we say because he doesn't have the right to pick the whole basin himself. Lo
So let's just talk about the issue in general here. Now we have a system of Zeborilo. So each guy gets his dayan. Right? Each guy gets his dayan. So now what basis do you have to postle the other guy's choice? Right? You don't have a right to your dayan. For him, you can't insist that he takes your dayan. That's the system. The system is you pick a dayan, he picks a dayan. So you can't disqualify him by saying, I don't like your choice. You can't disqualify him by saying, I wouldn't have chosen your guy. I want you to choose another. That's the whole idea, that you have your full choice here, he has his full choice there. You don't have a right to direct his choice. Right? So the only way to postle the other dayan is to say he's just intrinsically not qualified for the maisa of dayanus. Right? He's not qualified for the act. He's not capable of constituting a basin. You can't say he doesn't constitute the basin that I would like to be in front of. You have to say he's not functioning. You have to say it's not a choice, is what you have to say to the guy. He has a right to his choice. In order to apostle the other guy, you'd have to say that wasn't a choice. That wasn't a valid choice. So that's what his problem is. His problem is if you're going to say that it's not a valid choice because halachically the guy chose someone who can't be a dayan, then what could be the answer for the Rabbanan? Right? That's his problem. What could be the answer for the Rabbanan? In other words, the basis of the objection can't be subjective because that's the whole system. You get your full subjective, he gets his full subjective. So it has to be objective. But if it's objective, then how can they be in my focus? That's the problem. Right? His answer to this problem is to say, really, he is objectively no good. Right? But subjectively, the whole town has already come to some agreement that will accept these kinds of people, and you can always accept anybody you want as a dayan. It hasn't totally worked out though. That's what himplu rabba means. Himplu rabba means that the town has already come to a haskama that since we live in a place where we don't have good dayana, but we need some sort of justice, we've decided that this will be our system. We've decided that these. To accept din based on even people who don't know din Torah. I mean, the way that Ron is presenting it sounds more like a question of Kabbalah, right? Of Kabbalah. I can't really define it though. Words, I think what you guys are saying, I think what you're saying is that what? Words, do you say when the town is Makabal, these guys, it means that now they have the status of Dayanim? Or, and that's the Rabbanan's argument. Once the town says we accept these people as our system of justice, then what? Then they're like mumchen. It's tough. And the Rav Meir says what? Yeah. Let's try something like this. Ready, Gil?
Sure.
I mean, I don't know. To me, it seems like the whole question comes down to this idea of being Makabel Shlosha Roe Bakar. Right? Is that sort of like what the whole thing comes down to? They're saying, look, we all agree that if you took three jerks and you and I both said, we like these guys, we're going to sit down in front of them for a Din Torah. It's the next Mishnah. It's the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah is Nemonim Olai Shlosha Roy Bakar. I want these three Roy Bakar. They don't know anything. I don't care. We want these three Roy Bakar to decide our Din Torah. Okay? If we agree to that, everybody agrees it's good. The Din Torah is good. It's a little complicated. When is it set? Is it after the Gemara Din? Can you back out before the Gemara Din? Whatever it is, but he's going on the principle that it would be acceptable, right? And now his question is, can you apply this concept of accepting Gimel Roy Bakar en masse? Right? Can we say, just like two individuals can take three Roy Bakar and say, you are our Dayanim, and the din will be good,
even though it's not a din Torah, but we can agree to that. It's basically our agreement. So too, now the question is, what if the whole town, because of a certain situation, is maskim that will accept all the people as dayanim because we don't have anyone else to go to? Does that therefore work to qualify everybody as a dayan basically, and now make each person's selection valid?
Oh, meaning the whole entire population?
Basically. Maybe you'll say it's limited to the gentry. I don't know. But the upper class, whatever it is. But however they decided, that's the selection that they're making. But what's that machlokas? So now what's that machlokas? We just need something to focus our attention on today. So you can say the machlokas are like this. That, didn't recommend.
Who is that?
Right, I'm in. You can say the machlokas is like this. You want to say something now? Well, now what's our method? So our method would be to go back to the basic case that we know of, the Gimel Roy Bakar, and try to see two ways of understanding why Gimel Roy Bakar works. One way would include this case, and one way wouldn't. So let me try. So in other words, if you're going to say the reason why it works by Gimel Roy Bakar is because with our Haskama, we can validate them as Dayanim. Right? Is it that when we say Gimel Roy Bakar is good, so now we're validating them as Dayanim? Right? They can either be validated as Dayanim al pi atzman, because they're really Biki and Bedin, or because we're masking that they should be Dayanim. But it goes to their status of their ability to sit in Din. So we're masking, we give them the ability of to sit with it. Or is it a separate thing that we have a right to agree that we'll accept this outcome? Right. However it came about. Okay. So now, if you're going to say the first way, so then you can say that the whole year is masking that these people qualify as Dayanim, then for this year, they're Dayanim. But if you say it's the second way, so then that really only goes by the particular individuals. So you can say, we agreed that this outcome is good, but that would have to go by every particular case. We're not saying that they're really Dayanim. We're just, if two people get together and say, we'll agree that this method of resolving our disputes is a good method, and it doesn't matter that they're not really qualified as they are, and we're going to use them to resolve our dispute anyway. So then it's just basically like a personal tanai between us that this is how it will be resolved. But it doesn't go to that, to their status. It's not. Now, there's two ways to look at it. Either it's like we're elevating them and then convening like a din Torah, or it's not a din Torah, but we decided that we're going to agree to resolve our dispute in something that's not a din Torah. So the nafkamina is going to be, I think, over here. If you'll say being Makabal Gimel Roy Bakar is a method of defining them as Dayanim, so then the whole town could be maskim that this is how we're going to define our Dayanim. Once they're defined as Dayanim for this year, now you can't say he didn't select a Dayan. But if you say Gimel Roy Bakar is an extrajudicial type of a way of working things out, it's not really based on, it's not really a din Torah at all. So then you can say, okay, individuals can agree to a particular way to resolve a thing, but that doesn't make it a din. So now we want to go to din. So now you can't, I can say he doesn't qualify as a dayan. And I'm not accepting, and you can't say the town is accepting a particular outcome. There's no, that's just a general statement in the beginning.